Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm Chris Matthew. I'm having a wonderful time here at the Laughlin UFO Mega Conference, and I am right here with the one and only legendary Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, how are you?
I don't know.
Yeah, like he just told me, he's just going with the flow right now. It's been a wonderful conference, and you had an amazing presentation. I want to thank you so much for sharing that with us, because this will probably be your last presentation. Is that right?
I think so. It very well may be. Because of my age, it's not very easy for me at 80 years old to travel and speak at conference.
Yes.
I did that and enjoyed it immensely when I was 30. But now at 80, it's not that easy anymore. So I do the best I can. And the owner of this event was such a nice guy. When he asked me to speak, I said yes.
Yes,
it normally is. I wouldn't, but because of him, he's been so good to me. He's such a nice friend. Over the years, I agreed to come to this event. But I don't think I feel up to traveling any longer to speak to audiences.
That's quite.
I love doing it.
Yeah.
If I were 30, I would love it.
It's quite understandable. Yeah. And yes, we do have to thank Bob for putting this wonderful thing all together. It's been a great event so far. And
people need to understand he's bringing speakers, authors, lecturers, teachers, scientists, physicists, all kinds of top-of-the-line people who are very knowledgeable on the world we live in.
Yes.
And how it's really working.
Yes.
Scientists who are legitimate scientists. So many of what we call today scientists in the scientific world are not scientists. They're religionists.
Yes.
They have their religion, their holy books, and they're saints.
And the science has actually become their religion. It's become a new dogma for some of these mainstream researchers. You know, it's so hard for them to look at us and the wonderful research that independent researchers are doing and coming up with, and their truths. And they can't take the fact that we're exposing these truths. And speaking of that, you blew me away with some of the truths in your presentation. You know, starting with the religious aspect, how they use religion to just control everything.
It's so overwhelming when you see it. But if you're not looking for it, you will never see something you're not looking for.
Yes.
But if you're looking for it, it's there, right in front of you. For instance, how many people know that there is a definite connection, religiously speaking, between Judaism and Nazism? Very, very dark and interesting connections can be made between the Jewish religion and the Nazi party. Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
Steven Spielberg, I know, And Steven Spielberg is a lot of things, but stupid is not one of them.
Right.
And when he makes a movie, I was told by the chief, a lady who heads his research department at his studio, she told me, Mr. Spielberg is very, very particular about facts in his movies. He's a very, very adamant about having the factual correct facts in his movie, so that no one will be able to charge him with being ignorant, didn't know something. He hires the best of the best researchers to find the facts for sure.
Yes.
Before he puts it into a movie. So if something's in his movie that you've never heard before, that's because you don't know. You better go back and find out what he knows. And so I talked with her. I sat in her office. And I was invited to come to see her. And I know that there is a definite connection between Judaism as a religion and Nazism as a philosophy.
Yes.
But most people never heard such a thing.
And then we'll get to the end of your presentation, which was the big explosion about the controllers, you know, the main controllers.
Yeah.
But you also spoke of how New York was a sort of central hub for a lot of these elite players, right?
That's right.
Yeah, talk about that. Talk about, you know, how...
Well, if you understand that the Roman Empire was very, very politically and sociologically powerful. They were ruthless in their rule. The Romans would kill you, nail you to a cross if you even act like you're going to give Caesar any problem. They will teach you a lesson, teach the whole world a lesson, execute you in public, to make sure everybody knows who the boss is in this empire. It's Caesar. You mess with him and you're dead. And why was the government so adamant to back him? Because he represented them, the government. And as long as everybody was frightened to death of Caesar, that means they would be frightened to death of Caesar's politicians and the government. And so both sides protected each other. Caesar protected his Senate, and the Senate protected him. That was the idea. And so when Caesar had taken over, ultimately, one day, finally, he had been able to take over all of Europe from Rome. And for 2,300 years, Caesar has dominated Europe. Rome has dominated Europe. And for 2,300 years, Europe has dominated the world. Because Spain's all over the world, France is all over the world, all the different countries in England are out colonizing the earth. And Caesar runs Europe. Anything that Caesar was owns, when they take over some place in the world, he owns that too. And so today, most people do not realize the United States of America, in point of fact, does not really exist today. There is no such a thing as the United States of America. There is a Roman Senate. And Rome, when the Caesar ruled all of Europe, he got to a point where he ran all of Europe from Rome. But he was not happy until he owned Britannia, the British Empire. He wanted them on their knees together. So Caesar eventually decided to send in his troops into Britannia, take over the British Empire, not ask them, just take it over.
Right.
And so they did. Well, where did Caesar's government rule Britannia, when they were in Britain, where did they rule Britannia from? Caesar's base of operation for the Roman Empire was in a city in England called York, England. That's where he set up his governmental system. Well, when the United States of America was being founded, Caesar decided a new area of the world. So he sent over and produced a place called New York.
Yes.
It was called the Empire State, the Roman Empire, State of the Roman Empire, North America, New York. And Caesar, ultimately, the Roman philosophy was ultimately to take over the entire globe for Caesar, the whole world. Well, that's what we've finally been able to do for Caesar, yes. Rome. In New York, we have something called the United Nations. And the United Nations is in New York. The United Nations symbol is a Roman Catholic symbol, a Roman symbol. And the Pope is referred to as the Holy Father. Why? Because he speaks for God. He is the God Father. If you get my drift.
Yes. They just moved the empire here to the United States.
To modernize it.
To modernize it, yes. Yeah. And for the last few minutes of our little talk today, you spoke of the otherworldly entities that these people worship. That it goes back to the sun god. And that they are still worshiping these same entities today. And they force society to become part of this.
If you like it or not.
Yes.
You will bow your knee to Caesar. And Caesar has his symbol for himself around the world as a sun god. He represents the brightest light in our universe, the sun. Well, therefore, most people, most Christians have never, ever thought about the idea about who owns the sun. That's a very important question. Somebody must own the sun. Why? Well, because that's the way the world is. Everybody owns something. And so somebody must own the earth and own the sun. And so you ask the question, who can own the sun? No human could do it. Well, if you're philosophically inclined or if you're religious, you might want to say that God owns the sun. Well, if God owns the sun, yes, he can. And that means that the sun belongs to God. He's God's son, our risen Savior. Why? Because it rises every morning about 5 o'clock. 5:30 it rises. And so therefore he is our risen Savior. Of course the Son, S-U-N, is your risen Savior. If it don't come up, we're dead in 3 weeks. Because there is no sun, there's no food. There's no warmth. You want to talk about cold and freezing icebergs? The whole earth is going to freeze over. There will be no life forever and ever. So without the sun giving its energy, and the energy is life. And so the ancient people said that the sun was pure energy. And that if the sun were able to keep his energy for himself, he would live forever because he is pure energy. Energy is life. When battery runs out of energy, we say it's dead battery, right? So if the sun were to keep its energy for itself, it would last forever. But the ancient people said the sun is very generous. He wants to give his energy for our whole of our solar system. So all of our planets can have plants and life and food, whatever, and warmth. And so therefore it was understood that God's Son, our risen Savior, is giving his life so that you might live. But without the Son, you ain't gonna be here much longer.
Right.
So if you're gonna continue to live, you gotta eat and have warmth and have food. And there will be children born and more people be born. And life will go on as long as the Son shares his energy. So therefore, God's Son, the light of the world. We're told that the Messiah is the light of the world. Of course, the Son, S-U-N, is the light of this world. And he is giving his energy so that the world of mankind can live. So God's Son is dying so that you might live. And he has 12 helpers, like 12 apostles, which match the 12 stones on the breastplate of a high priest. The 12 stones represent the 12 months of the year. And the 12 months of the year are the 12 signs of the zodiac. And when we talk about God's kingdom, what are you talking about when you use that term, God's kingdom? We hear it all the time, but nobody seems to know what it really means and where it came from. We humans have a habit of putting all the life forms on the earth. We're in charge of everything.
Yeah.
And so we put all life forms in certain categories. And we say the ants are in colony, fish are in schools, cows are in herds, dogs are in packs. Go down the line with all the animals on the earth and all the creatures on the earth, we put them into little family lines. What is it that we humans put into a kingdom? It's an animal kingdom. What is it that an animal, what is the word animal? We get the word animal and we put the animals into a kingdom. In the ancient, and I do mean ancient Greek world, an animal was connected to the word zoo, Z-O-O, was a word connected to animals. So if you're going to study the animal, we call it, we're going to be studying zoology, the world or the kingdom of animals. And so that's when we get the word zoo. Animals are in a zoo. Why? Because ancient Greek animals were zoo. Okay? So therefore, the God's kingdom is the kingdom of animals. And what are the zoo? As animals, that's why we call it a zodiac. The zodiac, Z-O-D. The zodiac is the kingdom of animals that circle the earth. Where is the zodiac? It's in heaven. You ask a child, where is God's kingdom? It's in heaven. That's right. It's the zodiac. Jackson, go back and do your homework. The very word in the ancient Greek for an animal is zoo. Zodiac is the kingdom of God. That's why you have God's Son, S-U-N, and the 12 apostles of the 12 signs of the zodiac, or the 12 months of the year. Once you understand the subject of astrotheology and how the world really works and where religions have come from, and how we have developed our ideas of philosophy and religion and theology, defining all religion is based on two basic things. All religions are based on two basic things: the Sun and the energy from the Sun giving us life, and sex, which is life. That's when all religions have very incredible amount of sex involved and the sun involved. The sun is energy, and with that energy you create life out with sex. So the two factors that make up most of the world, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, all based on sex and the sun.
The hidden world goes so deep. There's so many aspects to explore. We would be here all night trying to talk about everything. But what I'd like to close out on is you mentioned something big possibly coming, possibly this year. But I have had a feeling for a long time, I've talked with a lot of the other speakers, that something big is happening, something underlying that needs to happen. I think that it's something that will change the world forever after it happens.
Perfect vision. My doctors will tell you perfect vision is 2020.
Yes. I just get the feeling maybe this year could be an event that would change the way everybody sees the world, the way the world works. And we could have a whole new society after this event. But it's just a gut feeling that I have. What are your thoughts on our future? There's so much going on right now, so much turmoil, so much rumors of war, the environmental situation, things with the coronavirus, society. What are your thoughts on what is coming in the near future?
Whatever it is, it's going to be very bad. You can bet on it. It's not going to get better until it gets worse. And it has to be bad enough. Whatever is going to happen has to be bad enough to wake the American people out of their sleep. But that's like awakening in China.
Yeah.
Because when you get the American people on the streets, and they're scared and they're angry, it's going to be terrible. But the American people are capable of already proven it. We had a civil war here, and we're told in our history books it was a very bloody war, very violent. A lot of bad blood going on.
Yeah.
The civil war. We had Americans killing Americans, and the people from the South are killing people in the North. So after the Civil War was over, it was decided by the guys who run our country, the big shots who run the country. It was decided by them that it would be better not to call this the United States of America. Because after the Civil War, we were a lot of things, but not united. So don't call yourself the United States. You're not united. One half of the male population was killing the other half. There's a lot of bloodshed. And it was a legitimate war. You don't think so? You go back and read some of the accounts of the absolute murder and violence against our people by our people. So that being said, that we were not a United States in Rome after the Civil War. So in 1870, the question arose in America, what are you going to do with all the people? Because all the people are here. They still have babies. They still want to eat. They still want to grow. They still want to do business.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And they're going to be here, and they're going to eat. And so what are you going to do with all these people? They're no longer under the United States of America law.
Right.
There is no United States. They're not united. So how are you going to control them? What are you going to do? And all the whites that don't want the blacks here in this country, Well, that's too bad. You got millions of blacks and they ain't going nowhere. They want to eat, they want to grow, they want to have children and be treated as citizens. So how are you going to handle the problem of America, a big country with a lot of violent people? How are you going to take care of it? So it was decided, well, since we're not united, we ought to start an actual corporation, an incorporated Delaware. And we should call the corporation United States Incorporated. And then we can make all the people in America employees of a federal corporation called United States Incorporated. That's like making all the people in America employees of Ford Motor Company.
Yeah, exactly.
And now, therefore, United States is a corporation, a municipal corporation. We don't have a government of the United States of America. We're not Americans. If you were living in the United States of America government, that's in Philadelphia, not in Washington, D.C. But we're not living under the United States of America. We're living under a corporation called United States Incorporated. And we are all individually employees of a corporation. Most people don't know that. That's why when you go into court, you cannot go into court and no judge and no lawyer will ever say, lawyers would never say to a judge, my client has a right. Because all lawyers know and all judges know. The client has no right. Period. End of sentence. You go into court, you have no rights. You're not an American. America had rights. And the American people had rights. You don't have a right when you go into court. You're going into court. Why do you go into court? Because you play tennis on a court. How do you play tennis on a court with a racket?
Right.
And the more you begin to see how this government really works, doesn't work like you think it does. That's a corporation. And there's a corporation, the company called United States cannot make any laws. That's corporate business. No corporation on the earth can make a law, period. Unless you think Sears says that from now on, all Americans must do this and must do that. And you go to jail. Said, who said so? Sears said so. Sears is just a company, stupid. They're not positioned to make a law. Only a government can make a law. Well, the government will be United States of America, a government of the people, by the people, for the people. But we don't have the United States of America now. There's a civil war. So now we're under a corporation. A corporation cannot make laws, so we don't have any laws. So if it looks like the United States is lawless, it's because we don't have no laws.
Yeah.
It's just lawless. So that's why we have something today, our legal system is called the United States Criminal Justice System. It's a criminal justice system. Because there are no laws. If you don't have the money, you don't have the protection. If you are a mega billionaire, nobody's going to mess with you.
Right.
Because you've got 14 attorneys that will protect you. It's got nothing to do with what's right, what's wrong, and what's legal, and what's lawful. No. It amounts to how much money do you have? And who are you?
Exactly.
No. So that's the system we live in. It's called the U.S. Criminal Justice.
That being said, as a final thought today, before I let you go, what we just discussed, how we feel, you know, there is something big that's going to happen. I see a lot more of the American people waking up to the corruption. I see a lot more people bucking the system, demanding answers. A lot of people come to these conferences for answers. Do you think that it will escalate into another civil war, that we will have to fight to get our sovereignty and freedom back, and that we will? Do you think people will actually stand up and do something about it?
I haven't yet.
No, they haven't. And I'm just hoping that, you know.
I know it's a very difficult question. I believe politicians at the top are asking that question. The congressmen who are running for Congress and the congressmen and the senators, they know what's coming. They're not stupid. They know America is being raped. It's being incredibly destroyed in front of our eyes. We've come to the point where the Democratic Party can actually come out in public and say, we need to kill the president. They've said that in the past, we need to kill this president. When in the hell on the earth has any government allowed a political party to come out and forcibly say to the public, we need to kill the king, kill Caesar? Nobody does that. You may not like him, but he's still the boss. And so you don't have to respect him, respect the office. But the Democratic Party has gone on record as saying that the President of the United States should be killed. He should be assassinated. And nobody did anything.
Yeah.
The government did nothing. Why? Because we don't have a United States of America. We have a U.S. corporation. Therefore, there are no laws. There are policies. We live under something called public policy. And so we say that we have policy makers. Good, because they're not lawmakers. They can't make law. They're working for a company, a corporation. So they can make policy. The company can tell you what day you have to be at work, or what time, how long you have to work before you get a break, how long your break is, your bathroom breaks. All of that is not a law from God. It's just a public policy. But suppose you don't like the policy. And suppose you tell the government, I don't like your policy. Well, the policy has to be backed up. And so the government has put into place a corporation called the United States. And the United States Corporation has policy. Policy is simply, this is the way we would like to do this. If you're going to work for us, you come in at 7, you go home at 3. Right? You come in at 9, you go home at 5. That's our policy. It doesn't come from the Almighty God, the universe. That's just the way we run our business.
Yeah.
And so the business has to have a president. So we've got a president of the corporation. Also, all corporations have to have a vice president. Okay, so we've got a vice president. And according to corporate law, all corporations must have a secretary treasurer. Okay, we've got a secretary treasurer. It's just a business, for God's sake. That's what the mafia would tell you when they're telling you. We like you. I like you. You're my friend. We've been friends for years. But the boss says he's had enough of you. And you got to go.
It's business.
It's just business. He gave me the job.
Yeah.
And I will carry out the job, because if I don't, I'm going to go with you. Somebody's going to take care of both of them.
Right.
So therefore, you have to go. And I told you, we were friends to the end. And this is the end. Bone. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the corporation called United States cannot make laws. It has a policy. And that's how our government is referred to as public policy. Not a republic. This is not a government. It's a corporation. And therefore, if, like I said, suppose you decide you don't want to go along with the policy, and it has to be backed up by something. So we have a group of people who will back up the policy. Whether you like it or not, you will conform and you will be in compliance. We have something called the policy informer. They're called police. Police enforce policy. Police enforce a policy. The policy is we don't like people going 70 miles an hour and 50 miles an hour highway. That's our policy. And you are going 80, so we have the police deal with you, teach you a lesson. You pay a heavy fine in case you don't understand our policy. We have police. So people need to understand how the world works. Most people have no idea the world.
And as the final, I guess, reveal of the presentation, you revealed who was behind it all. And I agree. I've done plenty of shows about it. The Zionists, they are the ones that control
Zionism. Has nothing to do at all with being Jewish.
Right.
Nothing.
Yes.
And no connection to Judaism at all. Zion goes back to the land of Cana. Canaanites. Cana is what we today call the state of Israel. It was not always called Israel. You know, that area we call Israel today was always known in history as Cana, the land of Cana. And so the land of Cana is where we get the word, because it was a hill in Cana, the Canaanite hill. And that Canaanite hill was where the Canaanites worshiped their god, the ancient Canaanite. And that hill in the Bible is called Zion. So Zionism is the worship of a Canaanite god. And that Canaanite god is incredibly important, because it comes, that Canaanite god is connected to a very, very ancient and old demonic, depraving god of Egypt. His name is Aton, A-T-O-N. So what we are today being led as Americans into a worldwide dictatorship of Aton, worshiping the sun god Aton. And Aton is the major god of the Jewish people. They have led us into, the Americans have been led into worshiping Aton. This is why in Judaism today we are told we should not use God's name, because his name is so holy, we should not use it. And if you do use his actual name, and you're not a Jew, and you're using his name, what do they call it? You're using his name
in vain. Yes.
Why? Because in vain, because you're not a Jewish rabbi. Why would you use God's name, his holy name? But Judaism worldwide has agreed upon a word which represents their god, which is all right to use. It's a substitute name. It's not God's name. It is a substitute. And so the Jews tell us that God's name is this new name that they're giving us is a substitute name. We can use it. It's all right. And that substitute name, all Jews know, is called Tetragrammaton. The Tetragrammaton is four letters inside of a sun verse. Everywhere you see it, any synagogue on the earth, all synagogues always have on the altar a sun, but the sun verse, which is called a corona. The sun verse with the sparks around the sun is called a corona. And today we have a coronavirus. Gotta wake up.
Yeah.
Something is coming down here in America and on the earth. And we are so ignorant and uninformed and unread. We have got the faintest idea where coronavirus comes from. And what the world But the Jews would tell you the word we can use for their God, for the Jewish God's name, is tetragrammaton. Why? Because it's four Hebrew letters inside the sun, which is the aton. And so the four letters are called the tetragrammaton. Tetra. Tetra means four. Gram, G-R-A-M-M, is a letter. Like A, B, C, E, is a gram. This is our word, grandma. So you got tetra, gram, aton. A-T-O-N. Tetragram, aton. So therefore, the four letters inside the sun is tetra, four gram letters, or aton, the God of the Hebrews. So the Jews today are leading the world into the worship of the Old Testament and into the New Testament. And the New Testament is telling us about the Aton, God's Son, the light of the world. Of course, the Son, S-U-N, is the light of the world. And he is our risen Savior. Of course, it rises every morning at 5:30. And it is your Savior. If it don't come up, you're dead.
Right.
And so when you see the Aton, the tetragram Aton, A-T-O-N, you begin to see what is there now happening on the earth. We, on the earth, all mankind, has now picked up the idea that we should worship the Almighty true God, God chosen. True God is Aton, tetragram Aton. And Aton was the sun god of Egypt. And he was connected to a very dark and ancient Hebrew cult. The ancient Egyptians had cults, they had spells that they put on the world. And we are in the right in the middle today of the worship of the Aton, tetragram Aton. And one of the symbols of the ancient sun god of Egypt was a swastika. There's the connection with the German people. The Germans also worship tetragram Aton with a swastika on the head of it. Today in Israel, most people are not aware that in Israel, you go to some of the synagogues in Israel and they have on the floors of the synagogue in Israel today big swastikas, red swastikas on the floor. You might want to ask yourself, if you're smart enough and if you're brave enough, why do the synagogues in Israel have swastikas on the wall and on the floors? Now, what does that have to do with Adolf Hitler? Well, the swastika represented the Aton, the tetragram Aton. The sun god. There was a sun rolling across the sky. That's why it's on legs. It rolled across the sky. So when you do the research, and I've been doing it for 60 years, and I'm not bragging, where I say that there is a lot you need to know about theology and religion, and what God's kingdom, the zodiac, all about. It has to do with 12 apostles, the 12 signs of the zodiac, 12 months of the year, the 12 brothers of Joseph, 12 major prophets, the 12 minor prophets, the 12 this, the 12 that. The Bible is filled with the number of 12. Why? Because it all has to do with the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 months of the year. This is why in all courts in America, you have 12 jurors in a courtroom. Because the judge is the ruler. And rulers have 12 inches. Yeah. And so he's the ruler. And he has 12 helpers who are going to bring to truth, bring the truth to light, with the light of truth. So they're going to hear the story and they're going to tell you what the truth is. And that's why in America, whatever the jury decides, nobody can and anything with them. The jury says that they found you guilty, you're guilty. Even if you weren't even there, the jury says you're guilty, you are guilty, and that's it. And courts cannot, judges, courts, nobody can go against the jury's finding. Why? Because there are 12 jurors, like there are 12 apostles, like there are 12 major banks in the Federal Reserve System, there are 12 major banks. Everything is done in the symbolism of 12, based on the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 symbols of animals, the animal kingdom, God's kingdom. You ask a Christian child, where is God? God's out there. Well, I hate to tell you this. If God's out there, that means he's not from Montgomery, Alabama, not from New York. He's out there. Well, if he's out there, he's an extraterrestrial. He doesn't come from Earth. He's a higher form of life out there. And he, according to our theology and religion, created us. Well, if he is out there and extraterrestrial, he has created us. And the scripture says that God created us to be like him. He created us in his image and his likeness, which means that we look like the God that created us. And we are like him. Therefore, we are crazy. We're violent. We are devoted to sex, fighting, wars, or so is he. That's the one who created us. And we're created in his image and his likeness. So if we're created in God's image and likeness, that means the God who created us is a warring being God who's involved heavily with sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and violence. You mess with God, he'll deal with you. And so I'm just saying that there's so much people in this world just do not know about the world that we live in.
There is. Jordan, thank you so much for those fascinating connections, extraordinary stuff. Thank you for talking with me, and please enjoy the rest of the conference.
Try to.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.